Good morning. High pressure is in control across all of interior New York and New England, and with clear skies and diminishing winds overnight, temperatures dropped off. Readings are colder where there's still a snow cover, and most of these locations are in the 0 to 10 above range, while most other locations are in the lower teens to start the day. Either way, it is a dry start, and that high pressure center will bring us abundant sunshine all day long. Temperatures will respond as the sun gets higher in the sky, climbing through the teens and 20s. A lot of places will make it into the lower 30s for afternoon highs, exceptions being across the higher terrain with the deeper snowpack where it'll stay in the 20s. Either way, less wind across the region will make it feel more comfortable through the daylight hours. That high will keep it dry tonight. In fact, skies will be mostly clear. Temperatures will drop off again. However, with a southerly wind flow developing, most everyone will stay in the upper teens to 20s for overnight lows. We'll start off sunny tomorrow, but as that high pressure center gives way to an approaching front, clouds will increase from west to east during the day. And there's even the chance at a few rain showers before the day is through, especially across the Mohawk Valley, western Catskills, and western Adirondacks as temperatures climb well into the 40s. It'll stay above freezing just about everywhere Saturday night. Across the mountains, we could have some wet snow with lows back down to around 30, while most other locations remain with rain showers overnight on Saturday night with temperatures staying in the mid-30s. Either way, looks like a few leftover showers on Sunday morning, whether it be the rain or snow variety. However, sunshine will make a comeback during the day. It'll be pleasant again with highs reaching back into the 40s. A cooler shot of air will head our way with a trough of low pressure on Monday. This will generate a few rain or snow showers in the upper 30s, and even colder as we get into the middle of next week. Some snow showers around with highs in the 20s on Tuesday, and we'll go back to sunshine and staying in the 20s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another Pacific Northwest storm will bring additional heavy rain on top of saturated ground, which could lead to flooding and a risk of landslides today and into the weekend. And a large portion of the West Coast, Great Basin, and Intermountain region will remain in a persistent wet pattern that has that system tracking through the West and into portions of the Northern Plains. Heavy rain will span from the Washington coast south to portions of Northern California, and heavy snow is forecast for the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, an Arctic front dropping into the upper Midwest will usher in a new round of frigid temperatures. To the south and east of these locations, warmer temperatures will expand from the plains to the east coast into the weekend. Afternoon highs will be near or above average for late January, ranging from the 50s and lower 60s in the mid-Atlantic to the upper 60s and 70s in the southeast by Sunday. Much of the central and eastern United States will be fairly dry, except for South Texas, where scattered showers and thunderstorms will be most likely. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under clear skies, 9 below zero with a northwest wind at 60 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, 8 below zero with ice crystals this morning. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 10 above zero, the dew point 3, 73% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.65 inches, and it continues to rise. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-30s, Boston sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 25 degrees, the low 14, the average temperature 20, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 12.7 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.0 inches below normal, and at 24.8 inches of snow for the season, we're 6.7 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 59 set in 1950, and the record low 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:15 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:01 p.m. 9 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny with less wind today and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny with less wind today, highs reaching into the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, less wind today, more comfortable, with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny with less wind today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and more comfortable with less wind today, highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, becoming breezy with a late-day shower possible, some wet snow in the mountains, highs well into the 40s. Rain showers in the valley, snow showers in the mountains Saturday night, a leftover shower Sunday morning, then increasing sunshine in the mid-40s. Monday mostly cloudy, a few rain and snow showers, upper 30s. Snow showers on Tuesday in the 20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, staying in the 20s, and a chance of rain or snow showers Thursday with highs back into the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.